Right now, we want to look at the Middle East, a Middle East news update with David Dolan. And David, longtime journalist in Jerusalem, knows exactly what to think about some of these events that are unfolding. David, thank you so much for being available. And let me get right to it. The United Kingdom, their members of their parliament voted against participating in trying to do some type of a strike against Syria as it relates to what everybody is supposing was the usage of some of these chemical weapons of mass destruction. Now, what I want to ask you is not necessarily about how that's going to affect Syria, but it's going to affect the rest of the world. Iran has been watching this, and ultimately it's going to come down on Israel. Have the Israeli officials been concerned about this vote? Do they believe that they're backing away from any assistance in helping that which is right in the Middle East?
Well, Jimmy, as far as I can ascertain from the contacts I've had with some Israeli officials and with some people in the military there, the Israeli government is rather ambivalent about all of this, as they have been all along. Given that the people fighting against Bashar Assad trying to overthrow him include al-Qaeda elements and certainly other Sunni Muslim groups that do not like Israel any more than the Assad regime has. Of course, the fact that Assad is allied with Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon are certainly strong factors that that the Israelis take into consideration when thinking about the future of that regime. They would like to see Assad gone, but they're just not sure that it's going to be anything better. And they're not sure what a U.S.-led military strike in retaliation for the apparent chemical weapons attack over a week ago in Syria, what that will accomplish, if that will really bring any sort of regime change, will it just stir up the pot? Now, again, we have to remember President Obama has said that this is a shot across the bow, meaning it's not going to be a full military assault that will have an outcome that the U.S. wants to ultimately see, but it's just going to be a warning to them. And, you know, there's concern that, hey, maybe Syria will send chemical weapons on Israel as a result, as they're threatening to do. Maybe Iran and Hezbollah will respond to any U.S. action in a major way against Israel, and they really don't need that at all. So they keep stressing that they're not in this civil war. It's none of Israel's business. They really want to stay out of it, but certainly they're prepared for any eventuality. But as far as Britain's involvement in that, again, they're a bit ambivalent. Jimmy, it reminds me just before the Gulf War, the war in 2003, against Saddam Hussein, there was ambivalence in Israel about that, too, because many felt it was going after the mouse in Saddam, and it would let the rat, Iran, and its allies, Hezbollah, etc., have more leeway. And I think some feel that this is what's happening. People are sick of war in the Middle East, all around the world, the Western powers are, and this is a far more serious issue than even Saddam. Saddam may have had chemicals, but nothing like Syria has, and there is concern over that, and that you know, we kind of used up our ace card then, and now everybody's unwilling to do anything, and here is a regime unleashing chemical weapons on its own citizens.
Yeah, well, from afar, I've been looking at Israel, and they seem to be not involved anyway in the Syrian situation, howbeit with the possibility giving some of their intelligence information along to the United States. But the Prime Minister and the Chief of Staff of the Israeli Defense Force says, look, we're standing by, we're not involved, but if indeed there is an attack on us by Syria, we will respond and do it with force.
Yes, and of course this is a deterrent statement, and it's the sort of statements that Israeli leaders have been making for decades. We won't be the first to introduce weapons of mass destruction. I've heard them say that on so many occasions over the years. But then they go on to say various leaders have done this over the years. But if we're hit, as Netanyahu is saying now, if we're hit, we will respond, he said the other day, fiercely or with great force or, you know, with overwhelming force, the chief of staff said. So, you know, they're not willing, they're not wanting to get into this fight at all. But if the enemy comes against them as a result of something else that's happening, the U.S. Leading a strike against them, and Israel does get hit, boy, it's going to unleash a lot of things and new weapon systems, as Shimon Peres, President Peres, pointed out on Thursday, speaking to reporters. He said, we have things that people don't even know about that they'll find out about if we're attacked in a major way. So they're confident they can handle themselves, defend themselves, but they don't want to get into this. But, you know, again, if they have no choice, they will. And they'll do it with such gusto, Jimmy, that it will indeed aid the West in this campaign. It may even lead to a full war that topples Assad at this time. But again, we've got Russia on the other side, Iran and Hezbollah, and the potential for this spinning into a full war, a really major, major world war even, is there. And I think that's part of the reason that the British Parliament and the American public, according to opinion surveys too, are reluctant to get into this. It's not Libya. It's not just going to be some local action, possibly not going to be. It could quickly morph into a much greater war, and people do realize that, and that's got to give everybody pause.
Well, you talked about Iran there. That's one of the partners for Bashar Assad's government, and an Iranian general, high-ranking general, said that Israel will suffer if Syria is attacked, even though Israel is not involved in that attack. Some have said they're going to try to burn Israel up if indeed they do allow that attack to go forward. Iran, they're pretty serious about this, aren't they?
Well, they are, Jimmy, and it just may be that they would take advantage of any Western-led action, as it were. In other words, you started this, they could say to the world. The West started this, not us. United States, the great Satan, started this, is what they would say. That they might take advantage of that to go all out. In other words, they do still feel that an Israeli or Western strike upon their nuclear program is a great possibility. The International Atomic Energy Agency this week reported that they are moving forward towards continuing to enrich uranium, moving forward to what they would need to build nuclear weapons. So they might just decide this is the time to go all out, and they could just launch a major strike against Israel. And then, of course, as I just said, we would be involved in a massive war. This would be a regional war involving at least five or six countries. Turkey would be involved, Jordan would be involved, Lebanon would be involved, obviously Israel, Iran. We might even see stuff break out in Iraq and other places as a sort of sideshow if this happens. So it's an explosive situation, and the president talking about limited and just a shot across the bow. But I think the warnings that it could quickly move way beyond that are genuine and are something we need to look at. Now, that doesn't mean I'm saying we shouldn't punish Assad for using chemical weapons. This is a terrible weapon. Sarin nerve gas is about the worst thing on Earth in terms of a weapon. Nuclear bombs are better because they kill you instantly. These leave you writhing and choking and unable to breathe. A terrible. I've seen demonstrations of it before on film, and it is an awful weapon. So they have to do something, but whether this is going to be the answer and whether the president's going to get anybody else on board or not, those remain the big questions. But Israel will stand by the United States, certainly, whatever they choose to do. But again, ambivalent. It's like we wish this whole thing would just go away. But of course, the war's been going on in Syria over 2 years. It's not going away.
30 seconds, if you will, David. King Abdullah and Pope Francis met. They said dialogue is the best way for the Syrian crisis right now. It's of real concern to Abdullah what happens, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. His regime very easily could be toppled in some sort of regional upheaval. He knows that. The whole Middle East map could be changed. Again, we could face a major war that would have far-reaching repercussions. We could. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that is a real possibility, given what Iran and others are saying, that they will hit Israel in a major way. Well, Israel is not bluffing when it says we will respond fiercely with all of our force. So you can just picture what that could look like and how that could affect countries like Jordan around Israel.
And the entire region, and as you said, possibly the entire world. Well, this is a crisis we're going to need to stay on top of as it relates to what does unfold. We'll do that with David Dolan. He's our man who covers the Middle East for us. David, thank you so very much, my good friend.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.